I'd ask you, if you would please, to finish your coffee and dessert in quiet as we have a very special presentation or reminiscence from a very special person. She is, in her own right, not only a leader of the conservative movement, we are very proud that she is a distinguished member of the Philadelphia Society. She is a fellow of the Foundation for Economic Education. She has been involved with so many conservative organizations around the country. Our good friends at the Mackinac Institute in Michigan. She was appointed by both Presidents Reagan and George W. Bush to various presidential commissions. She is, most importantly to all of us this evening, president of the Russell Kirk Center on Cultural Renewal in Macosta, Michigan. She is publisher of the University Bookman. She was in past years an advisor to me when we had the great honor to host Russell Kirk frequently at the Heritage Foundation over the course of, I think, 17 or 18 years. And, of course, the highlight of, well, I shouldn't tell what the highlight of her life has been, but for 30 years, she was Mrs. Russell Kirk. Annette, will you come up, please, and talk with us this evening?
Thank you very much, Ed. I really appreciate your asking me to give remarks to begin, as it were, this celebration of the conservative